the godfather of Phoenix is the man that built this city, Mr. Jerry Colangelo.
Hey, Yoda, did you call the guy?
Joining Doug and Wolf here on Sports 620 KTAR. Jerry, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Doug. How you doing?
Good to hear from you. Good to talk to you. Wolf?
Good morning, Jerry.
Wolf, how you doing?
I'm doing just great. Now, where do we find you this morning, Jerry? What are you doing?
I'm in Las Vegas. We had a press conference yesterday to announce that Coach K and the entire staff, Mike D'Antoni, Nate McMillan, Jimmy Boeheim, are all returning for USA Basketball in the next run, the World Championships next summer in Istanbul, and of course the Olympics in London 2012. And we have a camp this week with the best of the best of the first and second year players from the NBA, the Kevin Durants, Derrick Roses, O.J. Mayos, players of that ilk. Blake Griffith, the number one pick in the draft, will be here. And we have 24 of those players all trying to be part of the next Olympic team.
There was a name that I know you were rattling off a bunch of names, but I'm sure you just didn't see this on the list somewhere. But I didn't hear you mention DeJuan Blair, Jerry. Come on now.
I didn't, and I thought of you guys during the draft. I did. And that's why you're on the radio, and that's why other people are making picks.
Now, just wait, Jerry. Okay. You know, as soon as Popovich said, I want DeJuan Blair, and then signed him to a 3-year guaranteed deal with an option for a fourth, for a second-round pick, you know, Pop and I think alike, unfortunately for me.
By the way, on a very serious note, Jamie Dixon coached one of our teams this summer in international play.
Yeah.
DeJuan Blair's coach.
Yeah.
And I had a chance to visit with him before the draft, just for my own personal knowledge, since I had no input, you know, relative to the Suns doing anything relative to the draft. And he... his opinion was, you know, regardless of his knees and all that was circulating, it's pretty hard to measure a guy's heart. And, you know, he just felt somehow, some way, this kid was going to get it done. And it could well be that San Antonio has themselves a player that's going to be able to do it and make it. But medically speaking, all odds are against him.
Jerry, what about Coach K now? He is going to be the basketball coach for USA Basketball, the head coach here. Why was he the perfect selection, and why was it so important for you to get him back?
Well, he has no agenda. He's not coaching any team in the NBA because you always have, you know, the concern that a coach and how he would use players that he has to compete against on a daily basis. It just is not as pure. And the respect that Coach K had these last few years, knowing how our players, the LeBrons, Dwayne Wade, Kobe, Carmelo, all of them, they just think the world of him, and they became better players, better people for the experience. And, you know, if it's not broke, you don't fix it. And we've got a great thing going, and I'm going to keep it together.
Jerry Colangelo joining Doug and Wolf here on Sports 620 KTAR. Jerry, you said that Mike D'Antoni also re-signed, and he's going to remain on as an assistant. Did you get the chance to talk to him about what he thought of year one in New York?
Oh, sure. I was. We had a nice Italian dinner in New York a month and a half or two ago, and he brought me up to date on his first year. He had a great experience. He enjoyed it very much. He's very optimistic that they're going to be able to put a good team together. But it takes a few years. You know, you need to have cap space, and what's happening in the NBA and the constricted salary availability may make it more difficult to get, you know, say two free agents in the same year rather than one. So I think it's going to be more of a challenge. It's not instant. It just isn't.
Well, there must be some great gnocchi, I'm sure, in New York, Jerry. But
you know what? Yeah, probably even in Buffalo.
Yes, there is. There's no doubt about that. Now, Jerry, I know on a serious note here, I know that you're all about building the infrastructure. That was one of the things you were talking about, building the infrastructure of USA Basketball. How is that progressing?
Well, back in 04, with the terrible loss in Athens and the lack of real interest on the part of many players to represent their country, we needed to change a culture. And when you take over a program, usually you start at the bottom and you build up with a solid foundation. I started at the top as managing director of the men's team. Since I've become chairman of all of USA Basketball, the men's, the women's, the young people. And so there are a lot of competitions every summer, 16 and under, 19 and under, World University teams, men and women. They went 27-1 this summer. Everyone wants to play now.
Wow.
I think they got it. The pipeline is in place. We need to keep it flowing. And that's the excitement for me. When I was at the Olympic trials camp for these younger teams a month ago in Colorado Springs, which will eventually be in Glendale, by the way, it was pretty evident having a chance to talk with, the coaches like Bo Ryan from Wisconsin, Jamie Dixon from Pitt, who were coaching two of the teams, and the players. They just got it. They want to be part of this, and it's exciting for us to know that not only can they compete, they want to be there.
If you were still running the Suns, would you sign a 36-year-old point guard to a 3-year contract extension?
If I were running the Suns, I would say that Steve Nash is such an integral part of their team and organization presently that I would take a shot, even if that last year might be suspect. He's an unusual guy. He takes care of himself very, very much, and we just have to keep our fingers crossed that he can be productive, you know, when you get to the later stages of that contract.
And Jerry, when you look at Amari Stoudemire, do you see a max money guy?
I think the Suns are absolutely right in how they're dealing with Amari. He needs to show everyone that he's going to be able to come back physically, but that's only one part of it. Where is he going to be emotionally? You got to be pretty certain when you start talking max money to any player, because you get the whole package, not just one piece of it.
What do you think the chances are of him, I don't want to say recanting like we do on the show, but realizing what he missed in the last Olympics and being a part of this next Olympic team?
That's a hard one to call. I'll be honest with you. We have enough players who want to be part of this. There's no selling job that needs to be done on any player. And so if somebody wants to be part of it, they have to demonstrate it. They have to take some initiative. They have to be willing to pay the price.
Jerry, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for your time, and have fun in Vegas.
All right, guys. Take care.
Enjoy that gnocchi.
Yeah, right.